We approach him. We kneel down. We pray. We collect everything. We don't approach and say, you know, I've been good. Christianity is not a joke. The interesting thing about Christianity is that where he puts his demands, most people don't realize it. That's where Christianity puts its demands. For you to be able to accept that Jesus actually can wash people. It's easy for you to accept that he can wash you. You know that? But the test of your faith is that you think he can wash somebody else. One of the things I would like to preach if I'm preaching in America is to tell Americans, if Osama bin Laden gave his life to Christ, the day before they shot him, he's in heaven waiting for you. Americans won't agree, but it's a matter of fact. If an angel came to him and said, we have seen your zeal for things that are good, because you don't know why he's doing what he's doing, you think he's wicked. I like one thing some men said, they say, one man's terrorist, another man's freedom fighter. After all, the first prime minister of Israel was a terrorist. Listen, they blew the British out of that place. You think, you see Al-Qaeda blowing hotels? Who started blowing hotels? Jewish nationalists. They will blow a hotel that contains foreign nationals. What you see Al-Qaeda doing now? The first guys to do it in modern times are the Jews. But they got what they wanted. The head of the terrorist unit became prime minister. So maybe one angel showed up and said, Bros Osama, you have done the work of God to level Babylon the Great. But you cannot enter heaven like this. So I hope you have believed in the Son of God. Who is it that I might believe? As Jesus, the one that you persecuted some time ago. Oh, my Lord and my God, I am sorry. He said, don't worry, I forgive you. Next day, he said, don't worry, there's nothing for you to do more on the earth. Some American seals getting that, kicked down the door. Where is he? Two. They don't know they are doing the will of God. The man has gone to heaven. Sounds funny? I will be the least surprised human being when we get to heaven. And I said, I recognize his behavior. He said, now me, Osama. He said, Osama, what are you doing here? You too, what are you doing here? The same blood that brought you here, you think you can't bring me here too? Come on, hug me before they send you to hellfire. I said, come on. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. What is the point I'm making? You and I have no approach to God outside the blood of Jesus. The only thing that God owes you and owes me is a confirmation of his word. Listen, he didn't come here to reward your life of righteousness. He came here to reward your faith in Christ Jesus. And that's why Paul said, hearing is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. In case you do not know, the meaning of the word righteousness is God's right to answer your prayer. That's one meaning. The thing that God will see in you, that will make him listen to you without becoming one listening to a sinner. Do you get the point? Righteousness is the stamp of approval, the thing that makes you able to approach the throne of God. That's what righteousness is. And Paul said, hearing is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. That is, it begins with faith and it ends with faith. Listen to me. The only thing God owes you is to confirm his word in your life. That's all. If he has promised something, you demand the fulfillment of it, because in Christ Jesus, that thing is legitimately yours. Did you hear what I said? Like I said to you earlier, people say, before you can claim prosperity, you will give to God. I come to teach you the word of God. He was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. You want to prosper? Read that scripture, kneel down and say, Lord, this is what the word of God says. I receive it in the name of Jesus. That's all. Say, you mean even if I don't give? Yes, even if you don't give. Yes, I said it. I'm not qualifying it. I won't say further. See, I have a strong temptation to say further, but I won't fall for it. No, I'm not going to say more than that. Christians need to learn the truth. Pastor Banks said we shouldn't give. God has never promised me prosperity for feeding my children. Have you noticed that? But do I feed them? Why? They are my responsibility. And I love them, like Pastor Paul would say, to pieces. Do you know, it moves me to tears sometimes to sit down and watch like these farming children and all of that. And for half a second, I just imagine myself in a tent with these my children. And they say to me, "Daddy, we are hungry and have nothing to give them." You know, I almost start crying in my bedroom. And I'm not a refugee. I'm not in a tent. You know, just watch things. Just for half a second, it just crosses my mind. Say, you know, I would not think of my victory. Who was thin before? You know, if I can do now, hunger, 2 weeks, you'll survive. But think of my victory. Mommy, I'm hungry and there's no food. I will break down. In fact, I will pray the kind of prayer that goes, okay, resume delivery of manna. So that thing we suspended, then start again. Wake up in the morning, you will find something like coriander seeds around the tent. We'll gather it. Say, what is this? That is the name. What is it? Manna. For that reason, if I have that kind of compassion for them, why won't I give to them? And that's all God. Listen, let me tell you the truth. Listen. Oh, God, you are hearing this from somewhere. The reason why you clicked on this message to play today is for this reason. To let you know that every seed you have sown all your life towards your prosperity has been a waste of money. It has been seeds of unrighteousness, seeds of selfishness. And God said, I'm not going to prosper for that reason. If I cannot prosper, why Jesus? Because Jesus died on the cross. Why will I prosper because of your dirty money? You want to prosper? God said, I should tell you, this is the word of prosperity. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Believe it, and that's all. Believe it, and that is all. He said, what about giving? Giving is your life if you're a Christian. How can you love the word of God and not want it to prosper? A man wrote us a mail once. That how can I be preaching this kind of thing? In my mind, that why is it paining you? Why are you afraid? Because you know, human beings, they don't want to believe they have made a mistake. I'll say to you straight, I don't care who told you otherwise. Your money you gave did not guarantee you prosperity. If the blood of Jesus can't guarantee it for you, your offerings can't. That is why you have sweated in giving the last 10 years. You've gotten next to nothing. You say, but listen, the unbelievers that work as hard as you is as rich as you. What's your problem? Why are you lying? Why are you lying? You know. The guy stole, and in his stealing, he has more than you. You think he should die. He won't die. God has raised him up as a stumbling stone for you until you repent of your selfishness and insult on the blood of Jesus. God said, I should tell you straight words. People, the only reason I will bless you is because Jesus Christ guaranteed it. The offering can't guarantee it. It can't. Pastor Banker, you say we shouldn't give. That is a problem. If you can interpret this as it means we should not give, you see, you are a sinner. Because the only thing you reason you have been given is because of what you will get. How closer to the devil can a normal Christian get than that? That you won't do anything and say you are going to get something out of it. Anybody who hears this and his reaction is that now I don't have to give, it shows you are selfish. The other day, somebody sent me a message and said, that gift you sent to me, this was the need it met. And the person said, my God will meet your need at such critical times like this. Now, listen, I thank God for the prayer. I received the prayer. Are you getting my point? But I told my wife, I said, this is good. What I'm saying, this is good is that, you know, I felt good because get my point. It's like you want to pay house rent. Let's take as an example, all right? And I didn't know about it. I just said, this man of God, it's been a while, though. I've not heard from him. So I said, let me send him an offering. And I send him an offering. And as he's getting it, is the day he's just pacing up and down and saying, Father God, you will not disappoint me. And the person writes back and says, that your offering, though, it was the day I needed to pay rent, it arrived. Listen, Paul said there are things that cause thanksgiving. He said your gift has caused thanksgiving to rise up to God. That's what you need. I said to my wife, this is good. That's why it's good to do good things. I wasn't even thinking of what I would get. No, God sees my heart. The first time I've been thinking about it, is this something attached to it? It's now that I'm talking to you about it. I never thought about it. But I will do that again when I got that testimony. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
a friend of mine again told me something like that once. I was just thinking about him. I was broke. No money, no serious money. So it was very embarrassing. This was before the days of GSM. That I went and paid 3,000 naira into his account. How much did I tell you? 3,000 naira. 3,000. I felt bad, like, oh boy. This was some years ago. Maybe like, yes, I said before the days of GSM. So you can imagine. I think maybe GSM had hit Lagos, but it had not reached Enugu. But it was just getting. So it was like around 2000, 2001. So this was around 2001, actually. Yeah, 2001, 2002. Yes, 2001, 2002. I remember around that period. So that day, I was just uncomfortable. Say, how this guy did day, how did. So I just went, paid 3,000. I remember 3,000. 3,000. And then I went and got a payphone, all right, and called him where I could reach him. Because there was no alert, all those kind of things. I said, how now? I just want to tell you that I just paid some money to your account, but it's very small, you know, it's very, very small. It's very, very small, please. You know, like, I was full of apologies, so that it's just 3,000 naira. I said, okay, thank you, God bless you, and all of that. And he hung up. Later on, I saw him. He said that day, when he left his house in the morning, his wife just reminded him that there was nothing in the house, and he said, no problem. And he went to the office, and he sat down. And he was like, my God, I can't go back home. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. I can't just go back home to see where I came out. And that's why the Holy Spirit just kicked me somewhere. Boy, you can't be at ease. So I was rolling around. I was not at ease. I checked. This was all the money I had. I didn't know I was answering the call of the Holy Spirit that somebody was praying somewhere away. So that day when my call got through to him and somebody said that somebody wants to talk to you. Okay. He just greeted me, thanked me, and prayed for me. And then as he dropped the phone, I don't have to tell you where he walked straight to. He walked straight to that bank. And withdrew that money. Whether you promise me a reward or not, that's all the reward I need. The knowledge of the fact that God used me to meet somebody's need. Do you understand my point?
Yes, sir.
So anybody who's responding to, you know, it is not your giving that makes you prosper. That means I won't give in. Please stop giving. Your money has never been a blessing to anybody. You have been selfish. Very selfish. And God was not even going planning to reward you anyway. You see, I'm your deliverance. You don't know. This message I'm preaching is to God. Say, God, stop. God says, don't stop wasting your money. And let me tell you something. We keep on quoting this scripture. The year that the locust ate, the palmer worm, the canker worm, and this, I will restore double to you. Let me tell you, your own locust, your canker worm, your palmer worm is wrong doctrine. Did you hear what I said? What did I call it? So this is the word of God. The years in which you were practicing wrong doctrine, I will restore double to you. That is, if you repent and start doing what is right, all the offerings you have given before, I will convert it through one spiritual machination and bring a blessing into your life. Amen. In fact, that you are hearing this message, the first step of blessing.
Amen.
Yes? Because if somebody is walking wrongly, the first thing God does to you as a sign of his blessing is to give you correction. God does not bless seeds that were sown because somebody wants to get prosperity. Because you are by that reducing the quality of the blood of Jesus Christ. Why should he bless it? I hope you're getting my point. Listen, the greatest gift, what brought you prosperity? I need to drum that one into every modern day Christian. They are confused. I need to drum it into their heads. What brought you prosperity is the blood of Jesus. What did I say? What bought me? Say it. What bought me? That is buying. What brought you prosperity is the precious blood of Jesus. Do you get what I'm saying? Please stop carrying those your dirty checkbooks to prayer rooms. Lord, look at it. Look at my offering. My offering will speak for me. The only offering that is speaking for you is the blood of Jesus. He said, what about Cornelius? He was not born again. He didn't know Jesus. He was pitied. They pity him. They said, your alms, your offerings, Peter has risen to God, and God said, can't save him. Go and tell him the way of salvation. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. He said, Pastor Banky, but he went to God. Yes, and God examined it and said, it won't work. Go and tell him the way of salvation. That is, with all the work Cornelius was doing, an angel came to him and said, oh boy, this will not get you anywhere. But we have seen by all of this that you really, really want to get close to God. Now we are going to send you, you are going to send for a man who will teach you the way of salvation. Let me tell you the gospel that Peter came and preached to him. He said to him simply, all your works won't get you anywhere. But somebody has paid everything. You don't need to labor to get there anymore. Just receive it. As they were hearing that word, God poured the Holy Spirit upon the household of Cornelius. They had not done anything since from that moment. I told you, Paul Ginadu, how did he give his life to Christ? Paul Ginadu found that the true God was, that Jesus was the true Son of God. But he still believed that it was the same God that was called Allah. Are you getting my point? So he said, well, since my people say that, since I have not prayed for 5 years, for the next 5 years to pay my debt, I have to pray 10 times a day. So since Jesus said I don't have to pray, that he has prayed all the prayer for me, now the guy quickly give his life to Christ too. The man got the revelation. He got the revelation. So many of us don't realize this. Somebody is still telling you that you need to come and pay the sins of your ancestors. You will sow a seed now to wipe away the sins of the ancestor. You should give yourself a knock. And then go and warn the man. Say, oh God, if you talk that kind of thing again, wala go boss for sure. How can you tell me to pay something to wipe away the sin of the ancestors? What happened to the blood of Jesus? Somebody embezzled him? Nobody embezzled. He's still there walking. He's still there walking. And he's wiping away the sins of the ancestors. He's wiping them away. He not only wiped them away, he's still wiping them away. The moment you give your life to Christ, your ancestral problems have been wiped away. Amen. You hear what I said? Yes. They have been wiped away. They have been wiped away. Listen, let me fall for that small temptation about money again. That's what I didn't want to say further. Christians are givers. Amen. And look, if you're a pastor, teach your people this. You will see more offering than when you were threatening them with devourer and poverty. Devour and poverty do not have the persuasive power of the Holy Spirit. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If people know the truth, if they know the truth, if they know the truth will set them free to give. One of the reasons why people protest, all right, concerning what I say, is simple. They think that, people have told me like that to my face. I mean, first discussion I had with somebody like this was 1990. I was still in school. A friend of mine was discussing this matter. He said, if you don't tithe, you will not prosper. I said, bros, come here. We both learned this gospel of grace. What are you talking about? That day I explained his place. He now said to me, he said, if Christians are supposed to do what you are saying, where will the church get money from? I said to him simply, I will not answer that because that's not the point. The point is it the truth? I don't know where I get the point. I said, where they will get money from is besides the point. The point is what? Is it the truth? Let's tell ourselves the truth. If it is the truth, then we will not discuss money matters after. Christians are what? Givers. Christians are what? Givers. The spirit of Christ in them makes them more generous than any Jew that ever lived. Christians are givers. Look, this is what I say. Any Christian that is not a generous giver is one of two things. Either he never truly believe, or he never know nothing. You understand my point? Doesn't know anything yet. Does not realize. You know, you can have a kind of spirit and not know. Yes, it is possible. Jesus said to the disciples, you don't know the kind of spirit that you have. Christians are givers. They don't give to get. They don't approach God making a demand that, you see, I have given, now you will give to me. No. They don't even remember to utter such things in prayer. They do their duty to God, and they make their request as children of God, approaching unto his throne with boldness. They are bold. They are bold. The blood of Jesus makes them bold. Their sin cannot stand between them and God. It's been wiped away by the blood of Jesus. That gives them confidence. It gives them confidence. And based on that confidence, they pray. That is what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. It's not just to shout the name. It's what you have in mind when you are praying. If you pray in the name of Jesus, you are saying simply that the reason why I'm going to be heard is because of Jesus Christ. Listen, one thing I thank God for, I was reading about it. This message I'm preaching magnifies something, and that's the name of Christ. What this message does is to diminish your power, your own claim to righteousness, so that only Christ remains. And that's how God takes the glory. It is not just by saying, I give him the glory. Some people will come. Then I gave. Then I prayed. Then I fasted. I give him the glory. Shut up. You've taken half of the glory already. I gave. I fasted. I did this. Then you see, I'm better than you. You don't know how to pray. I know how to pray. Look at things like this. I give him the glory. Say, look at this one. He collected 70%. He tithed me the glory. They tell me, say, he give me the glory. Give me a tithe of the glory. I will never not forget my message entirely. What's the summary of the message? This is how God answers your prayers, brethren. He wants to confirm his word in your life. Don't walk up to him and say, I have done this. No. You walk up to him and say simply, this is what you said you would do, and you are a faithful God. Do it. This is what Jesus paid for. You are a faithful God. Do it. This is the grace that I found in Christ Jesus. You are a faithful God. Do it. I read in the scriptures that this is the inheritance of the saints of God. And I'm one of your saints. You're a faithful God. Do it. What have you done to deserve it? Nothing. But Jesus paid, so I don't have to do anything to deserve. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. It's like my son is going to school. It doesn't take money to pay fees. Are you getting what I'm saying? He just goes to school. Why? At the beginning of the term, his mother has gone to the bank and paid the fees. He has never earned a salary, has never contributed anything, but he goes to school. And someone says, you can't come, you can't pay. What do you mean? My daddy said he has paid. I don't know whether you're getting the point. Yes. Are you sure? Yes. That is, once daddy has paid, doesn't concern him whether he worked hard enough to merit coming to school. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying there. Yes, it doesn't concern him whether he worked hard enough. So you are not a hard-working student. It doesn't matter. My father has paid. My father has paid. If they're sharing out, let's say, uniform, he won't come and say, please, I was not able to come to help them clear the ground. Please, I will try and clear the ground next term. Please, can I have the uniform? Is he going to say like that? But my wife will ask, where's your uniform? They haven't given you. No. When you get back to school, go and meet your auntie. Say, where's your uniform? You know, it's like, where is it? You know what they call boldness? It's, good afternoon, man. Yesterday, I didn't collect my uniform. Why? I went home on time. I'm sorry. Can I have it now? Do you get the point? Did he pay? No. But he's just somebody who paid. You're getting the logic. That's how we approach God. What seed have you sown for this money you're asking God for? None. But give it to me all the same. From this breakthrough, what have you done for God? Say boldly, nothing. What are you going to do for God so that this breakthrough will come to your life this year? Say to the person, nothing. Nothing leaves God's hands until something leaves your own. It's a lie. Tell them, God's hands full. It's overflowing with abundance. Why is it full? Jesus has poured everything inside there. That's what's called righteousness. I've heard people say it before. Supply does not answer to prayer. It answers to seed. You know, sometimes when Christians talk, I actually want to check whether they are reading the Quran. No, I need to read the book. I need to know the book you are reading. Because every child can quote 20 scriptures in which people didn't sow nothing and they got plenty. And the people just be telling me, supply does not answer to seed.
to pray, it answers to seed. That's okay. If that statement is right, I have to know what seed is. Yes. And I finally found that in the Bible. The Bible said the seed is the word of God. So I have to agree with you. Supply does not answer to shouting. It answers to what? To seed. But the seed is the word of God. And what does that word say? What did that word say? The word said that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So let me sow the seed so that supply can come. Therefore, I sow the word. The seed is the word of God. When I demand things from God, what have you done for him? I say to them simply, nothing. What are you planning to do? Nothing. Why not? My father has paid. That's it. No, think about it. My son goes to school. And then he takes out of his transport money or lunch money and says, Auntie, please, this 100 naira, we'll share them. There is a tithe to you. As a minister of this school, 10 naira. I sow this 10 naira as a dangerous seed. And this 10 naira as a vow. And this one is a covenant-breaking seed. And this one is the first fruit of my allowance. So the auntie said, for what? For my school uniform. What would the auntie do? He will wrap it back and say, it's not necessary. The receipt, we've checked it, everything has been paid. So just collect your uniform. Oh boy, hold your money. But if they were to come to school one day and say, please, we are going to motherless babies' homes. Does anybody have a gift? And they give them the whole allowance for the day or for the week. You know it will be accepted. They'll say, oh, he's such a good boy. Let me ask you a question. Would they give him anything in return? The only thing they are going to give him is because I shelled out the kuza and I put the osusu inside the bank for the school, according to Gordon's. The school, all this is good boyism. It's only okay when daddy and mommy shell the osusu into their bank account because the 100 naira you are dropping is nothing but filthy rags in the sight of your school fees. Yeah, you get my point. But once your school fees have been paid in full, then you donate 100 naira for something. They'll say, oh, such a good boy. Well mannered. He's well brought up. But you know, if I didn't pay that school fees, all your good boyism is like 50 rags in our sight. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? Yes. Listen, Jesus paid your fees. Amen. I said Jesus paid your fees. Amen. You don't go to your class teacher now to demand things based on your own good works. You demand them based on the fees that Jesus paid on your behalf. Anything you do now is just added. It does not guarantee you anything. Do you get my point? Yes. Let me say this as I close. Why Christians do good works is because they are good people. Did you hear what I said?
Yes,
Christians do good works because they are good people. They understand the word of God. They know that this gospel has to be paid for. And if they believe in that gospel, they will give towards it. It's not like, let me give so I can get. They say, even if I don't need anything, God's gospel must be preached. And if it is our money that will preach it, I will do my portion. If my neighbor is hungry, whether somebody promises me anything, it makes no difference. I cannot go to sleep knowing that somebody beside me cannot sleep for hunger's sake. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? That's why we do good works. That's why we do good works. I was telling the other day, one of our sisters told a story. In fact, God has been mobilizing my brethren this year towards doing, you know, I thought it's the year of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is not only I will chop plenty. It is a time to show abundance. God has been stirring us up through different ways. One of our sisters told a testimony that moved me. I've known her, when did I get to know her now? Since 1987. When she entered the University of Benin, it was 2 years my junior. 87. I read the testimony last week. 87 to now, in 3 years, it'll be 30 years, right? Yes, I've known her for almost 27 years. I read the testimony last week, and she said, if you had come to our area 38 years ago, it was 38 years, she said, or 35 years ago, you would have seen an 8-year-old girl wearing rags, hawking fruits or vegetables or something. And then she described how God used the generosity of people. First, UPN declared free education that helped her go to school. And then after that, God used the generosity of brethren to take her through secondary school, enter university. She said that the first time somebody celebrated her birthday was one day she went to school. She just was just getting entry. And just told somebody, it's my birthday today. They just dragged her to hostel. Those are my brethren, my fellowship. They didn't know her then. She was just about to come to school. Dragged her and quickly put a small party together and clapped for her. She said in all her life, she had never had a birthday party. And how God used the moved people to help her to go through school. Today, she's a consultant physician. When she was writing that mail, she was writing it from China. She has been to more than 10 countries in this world. When we read things like that, you know, something happened that will make you laugh. I finished my message, but let me know. I like to give something away. Somebody, one guy now said that, one of our brothers, he said, we're just talking about that the time has come for brethren to get up and do things, that schools are getting more expensive. And that I was telling you the other day on Saturday, that I paid 190 plus 36 naira was my annual money I used to give to University of Benin to go to school. 90 naira accommodation, 36 naira tuition. He said money had more value then, yes, but I paid 300 naira to eat in a month. That is half of feeding allowance for 1 month took me through school for a year. Let's make a long story short. People like us went to school free of charge. Those who went to school my time. But government can't afford it anymore. So my brother and I said that what are we going to do? We said it's time to start helping other people go through what we enjoyed. And one brother said that, yes, if we can raise 1 million naira, me and my brother said, is this guy smoking? 1 million naira? My wife said that. My husband said, we are raising 20 million. This guy said 1 million. He said, 10 people can give. How many people? He said, 100 people give 10,000 naira. We laughed. I told one brother, I said, 1 million. I want to raise 1 million naira. I talked to 100 people. The other guy said, that's the whole local government. I said, I'm talking to 100 people. I need 20 million naira. That's how I'll be talking to 100 people. 20 million bucks. What do you want to do with it? My brother and I said, no, we have to start, sit down and say, guys, it is time amongst yourself, check, who is it that needs money to go to school? We set up a committee, they come, you interview them, you check things, at the end of the day, we'll pay your tuition, put your allowance every month for the next 12 months. Promise you that for 6 years, if you're a medical student. What are you talking about? That's what God is blessing people for. What are we asking God to give to us? It hasn't crossed our minds. That's why I'm telling the story. It hasn't crossed our minds. All this I give, you give me back is poverty mentality. May God deliver you from it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, you are a prosperous person. Jesus died to make you prosper. Yes. Oh, do you think it's your kalokalo offering that's going to do it? Please, oh, I ban you in Jesus' name from dropping any kalokalo offering in the Kingdom World Ministries. Anything you give here, it must be because you say, this is truth, let's broadcast it. This is truth, let's continue preaching it. If you need anything, you ask God. Like Jabez, oh, that you will bless me indeed. Just add something to your own. For the sake of Jesus Christ, he has died, he has paid my fees. I need this, I need this, I need that. I receive it from your hand in the name of Jesus. Christians are good people. If Bill Gates can say he wants to give out all his money, how much more are you? Enough of kalokalo gospel. God is tired of it. He said, I should come and tell you, he's tired. He's going to begin your personal. Yes. He said, stop insulting me. I've tolerated this insult long enough. What would be telling me that I can't do anything except they do for me first? Which kind of insult is that? It's an insult. You don't realize it's an insult. You come to God. Say, you know this God, he will never do anything unless you do for him first. Say, it's a spiritual principle. Listen, that spiritual principle ended in Christ. That's why it ended. He said, he that has entered into the rest has ceased from his own works. Now what you do is to labor to remain in faith. Are you getting my point? You discover the word of God, hold on to it tenaciously. I won't let it go. And please, don't ask any question like this from me again in your heart. Are you saying we don't have to give? Did I say so? I'm just saying if you are giving to get, you are wasting time. You give because you are blessed. You give because you love. You give because the Spirit of Christ is in you. I hope you've gotten my point this afternoon. Let's just give the Lord and say, Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. It sets me into freedom, sets me into liberty. Thank you because I have no other claim to righteousness apart from the blood of Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Let's rise to our feet. Just declare, say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you because I have no other claim to righteousness but the blood of Jesus. I have no other claim to righteousness but the blood of Jesus. You answer me because of the blood of Jesus. I am righteous because of the sacrifice of Jesus. All my needs are met. Because of Jesus Christ. Everything is supplied to me because of Jesus Christ. All things are washed away.
Everything
in me is new. Say, my sins have been washed away. Say, I'm a citizen of heaven because of Jesus Christ. Say, like you believe it, I am a citizen of heaven
because of Jesus Christ.
That's why I had to write that sermon, Who is Going to Hell? If you don't have it, you can just go to our website under the sermon section. You see it's near on top. Who is Going to Hell? You can download the PDF and forward it to everybody. Some people won't like it because they like to hold men in bondage. Let's just say that I went to heaven. I didn't see women. Why? Because women were perming their hair. So all these madmen on the road should go to heaven. Yes, now you don't see all the crazy men on the road. Now then they command angels in heaven. Because they couldn't perm their hair. They didn't even wash it. Praise God. They are closer to the heart of God. All those Rasta reggae guys. Bob Marley is on the throne. Did he perm his hair? He did not perm his hair now. All the poor people in the deep interior villages that are murdering people, they should go to heaven. They didn't wear jewelry. People think that you enter into this heaven by your own works. No, you don't enter there by like that. Remember the joke? I read it. I even saw it online. One man got to the gates of heaven. The angel said, what have you done to enter in here? He said, listen, I'm a great giver. I tithed all my life, sowed first seeds, first fruit, vowed everything. He said, very good. You're a good man. You need 100 points. So he said, yes. He said, all of that, what does it come to? They said, 1 point. Ah, the guy looks, said, how far? All right. Listen, I used to help the poor all around my neighborhood. Many children went to school because of me. They said, 1 point. So I was faithful to my wife all my life. Never even took a sneak preview at any other woman. He said, that's a good man. 2 points. After a while, the guy looked, calculate all his good works. Never even reached 10 points. And I looked at the angel and said, now, wow, only the grace of God will let somebody enter here. They said, oh yeah, you can come in. As long as I was counting all those things, the points were inching up bit by bit. After living a whole life of good works, and already 10 points. And they said I needed 100. Listen, you have 10,000 in your favor in Jesus' name.
Amen.
By the power of the blood of Jesus, you have 10,000 points in your favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, Father, I thank you.
Amen.
Because I have all the points necessary. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, brethren, that's why you live for him. That's why. We are not saying that you continue in sin because grace will not abound. No. If you are indeed a child of God, sin is not something you like. It's not something you want to participate in. I'm not looking for excuses to sin. Some people are looking for the excuse to be stingy. Like my wife was saying, that I think she doesn't like to discuss with people. Because some people, what they want to hear is that, I don't have to do it. Thank God. I can chop my money. You can chop your money. Like I told you, there are people that God said, I don't want you to give any offering for 6 months. He said, why? Because, listen, this guy is so dependent on his offering. Anytime he's coming to heaven to come and pray, we are tired. All the bongoro bongoro we are hearing is his offerings. We know they hear the correct word here again. So, please, 6 months, get used to it and tell the angels, bless him in the 6 months so that he will lose faith in those his offerings. Then after that, he will learn to give like a true Christian. Lord will come asking those questions because they are not good in their hearts. Can you imagine me looking for an excuse not to buy clothes for my children? So is it true that even if I don't buy clothes for the children, they won't sack me at work? The devourer will not come to my office. No, think about it. Which is what Christians do. He said, you don't do this and so you will prosper. He said, good, we don't have to do it again. Why? Because they are wicked people. They never gave their lives to Christ. They never did. They just come to church on Sunday. Say it, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
Because I'm a child of God.
Generosity is part of me.
I am not afraid of tomorrow
because my faith is in God.
I am not a worshiper of money.
Therefore, I am generous.
My faith is in God.
I am a giver.
I am a cheerful giver.
I don't tie ropes to my offering.
I release them to God entirely
because I have the Spirit of Christ.
Let us worship the Lord. Let's say, Father, we thank you. Let us thank him. Let us thank him.
Now let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Cheer up, brethren.